The monarch butterflies that are emerging right now in Michigan have a long trip ahead of them. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. They'll fly several thousand miles to the Oyamel fir forests in Mexico to spend the winter. You can play a small part in this incredible migration by helping scientists put a little sticker on butterflies to track them. The Kalamazoo Nature Center is one of many places where you can do that. You can actually order a kit online and do everything yourself, but sometimes it's easier to have someone show you how first. Ashley Colwick is the center's biological research director.
These little tags are essentially tiny little stickers that each have a unique code for each butterfly that's tagged, like a social security number or driver's license number.
We're standing on a wide porch in the woods outside the nature center. The center's Jen Taggett is holding a male monarch in her hand. She slowly peels a little white tag from the sheet.
I'm trying not to touch the sticky part because I want the majority of the sticky part to stay on the butterfly so it maintains for its entire migration.
She gently presses the sticker on part of the hind wing where it won't inhibit flight. It's called the discal cell.
For us, we kind of say put the sticker on the mitten because that cell kind of looks like a mitten.
These butterflies are ones they're raising inside the nature center. After they tag them, they release them into the wild.
This is the female monarch. The code is YGP539.
And you're clearly being pretty gentle there.
Yeah, I mean, they're a little bit more hardy than you would expect, but what I'm doing is holding all four wings together, so if it does struggle a little bit, I'm keeping kind of everything contained so it doesn't injure itself.
Taggett presses the sticker on and lets the butterfly go.
Up and away!
The monarch flutters up above our heads, off into the woods. The Nature Center holds monarch tagging walks that are open to the public every Tuesday in September. For those, they catch wild butterflies. Ashley Colwick says anyone can tag monarchs, even little kids.
Some of my favorite people we've had come to our walks are a couple moms that bring their kids that she homeschools, and so they call it PE. And I'm like, take these nets and go catch monarchs, because they are very fast flyers.
The nonprofit group Monarch Watch has been running this tagging program since the 1990s. Chip Taylor is the group's director. He says people have tagged about 1.4 million butterflies since 1998.
The interest in tagging has increased, and last year we sent out an absolutely insane number of tags due to requests. It was 320,000 tags, and this year it's even more than that.
Scientists want to keep a close eye on monarchs because it's estimated the population has dropped by more than 80% over the past 20 years. Chip Taylor says they're able to learn things about the migration they couldn't without all these volunteers. For example, if you're a butterfly, it's better to migrate earlier in the season.
And it's also clear that if you're getting to Mexico, it's better to be from the Midwest than it is to be from further east.
Taylor says the tagged butterflies are really hard to find in Mexico. Just one tagged butterfly for every 20 or 30,000. David Mota Sanchez was lucky enough to see one among millions of butterflies that coat the fir forest. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Entomology at Michigan State University.
It's amazing. You can hear the wings, the noise of the wings when the monarchs are flying.
He says local residents watch out for the butterflies as they spend the winter huddled on the fir trees.
The people in Mexico, people from the local communities also are citizen science. They are working really hard with the federal agencies, with local agencies, to preserve the monarch butterflies, and they care about the butterflies.
If you want to tag butterflies, it's not too late. You can find out how at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.